Well, hello, creative world changers. I believe you are unique and creative to manifest joy, love, and creative solutions for yourself, your family, your community, your world, and beyond. I will be interviewing creative world changers to share their stories about how they are impacting the world, but we want you to be inspired. I create, you create, we create for good. My name is Jane Cook. Welcome to IUWE for Good podcast.
My name is Jane Cook, and I'm the mother of two amazing girls, Mima to seven fabulous grandkids, and married to Kevin, my very generous and loving husband of 44 years. I have been a sixth grade school teacher, a CNA, a full-time artist, a bookstore and coffee shop owner and founder, and now I am the president and founder of EWC, which is Empowered Women Create. And that is what we are excited to talk to you about today. My daughter, Sarah, will be interviewing me today so that I can tell you about this newly formed nonprofit called Empowered Women Create. Thank you so much, Sarah, for helping me with this today. Our very first podcast ever.
Yay. I'm so excited for you, Mom.
Thank you.
So the IUWE for Good believes that creative people change the world. So what problem or passion is inspiring you to find creative solutions?
Well, I have had it in my heart for a very long time to help women who are vulnerable to oppression and to different forms of slavery, basically, to create sustainable income for themselves and for their children, for them to find financial freedom and prosperity and a greater sense of fulfillment and creativity in their life, especially in third world countries where it's so difficult for women to find work, but throughout the world and in the United States as well.
Good. So what are you doing creatively for good, or how are you using creativity to help people and thereby changing the world?
Well, it has the main idea that I've been doing is I've been creating women artisan groups to help them to have sustainable income. So I'm actually using my art background and jewelry design and helping them begin a group where they can leave other types of employment that's not been healthy for them and to come into a safe place, a sisterhood, so to speak, and have sustainable income for themselves and for their children. And, you know, when we help women, women are really key to their whole community. They're key to their family. They'll change their family's life. They'll change the community. They'll change their actual country over time. So women are really key in changing culture and making a difference in their communities.
Yeah, that's awesome. How did you begin doing what you're doing?
Well, when I first opened the Christian bookstore and coffee shop, I was working such long hours that Kevin and I both agreed that I needed to be sure that I had a vacation every year. And as you know, your mom loves, absolutely adores the ocean. So every year I would take a 1 week I called it my spiritual retreat because I would go by myself and I would go to different places, different beaches and oceans. And it seemed like every time I went, I would meet women who were like in the Bahamas. I met women who were making hats and all kinds of things. So it seems like everywhere I went, I was so attracted to the women who were trying to do or who were successful at making very creative things, but trying to market them to make a living. And I always thought, what could I do to help them? What could I do to help them? So even while I was running the store, I kept trying to think of ways that I could connect. And I began to go on my first mission trip ever was to Pemba, Mozambique. And of course, I was very attracted to the women there. and wanted to help them. And so I went back, ended up going back later. But I think it's just from seeing the plight of women around the world and the poverty that they face and the difficulties that they face, that it just inspired me to want to give my little knowledge that I had, my little skill of jewelry, somehow maybe I could help them in some way.
Yeah, that's awesome. So tell us a story of how what you're doing helps someone to change their world.
Okay. So there's probably lots of stories, but the most recent, the one that comes to my mind first is I helped begin a women's artisan group in Phnom Penh in Cambodia. And one of the women that we ministered to there, and who has become just an outstanding artist in her own right, she was having to do work that she really was not proud of. And it was very difficult for her because she had two children and her son was coming of age. She was very concerned that he would learn of what his mother was having to do to take care of him. So she had, but she had been praying that God would help her and bring her a job, something that she could do that was different. And so there were some volunteers that were coming through, just loving on the women and sharing with the women. And they stopped to talk to her one night at one of the bars. And one of them had a special word for her and told her that he believed that God was going to be sending her a new job very soon. And it was not long after that. And this is from her herself telling me, we had no idea this had happened, but it was very shortly after that, the ministry organization that I connect with, they had some people in the bars and they connected with her. She wanted out. They helped her to get out. And she was the very first woman in our newly formed women artisans group. And she has cried and shared this story many times. And she was just so excited to have another job. And she knew beyond a shadow of a doubt that God heard her and answered her prayer. And she wanted to know him in a more personal way herself. And so that to me is just a beautiful, beautiful picture of how God cares for each one of us, no matter where we're at. And in this situation, she's foundational to the program. She is an incredible artist and a beautiful, beautiful woman of God.
Oh, that's awesome. I like that story so much.
Yes.
So how would you encourage others who have dreams in their hearts to move forward and to believe that they too can make a difference?
Well, first of all, I just want to say sometimes, and even myself, I would not idolize in a bad way, but I really looked up to people and was inspired by people who were doing amazing things for other people. So much so that it almost made me feel like I could never do that, you know? And so I just want to encourage you today, if you're sitting there thinking, man, I have a dream, I have a vision, I have something in my heart I want to do, but I could never do that. I just want to encourage you. And Sarah can vouch for me. I am a regular, average, somewhat normal person, woman, who just loves God and who chooses to believe that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us, and that we can also, each one of us, no one person is more important than another. Each one stopping for one person, we're all changing the world together. So it's not about some big, enormous, expansive plan. It's just about starting in your one little step and taking that one little step. And you never know, it might really impact someone. I mean, think about the person who influenced Billy Graham or George Washington Carver. You know, it was one person probably that really impacted their lives, and they went on to impact the world in a magnificent way. So we just don't know, but I just want you to have faith today. I want you to be inspired today that as you hear these stories, as we go along throughout the year of people who are out there doing amazing, wonderful things and changing the world, that it is not beyond you. You are included. No person is exempt from the calling that God has on your life, because you are so unique. Nobody else can do it just like you can do it. I don't care if there's a million people out there doing the thing that you think you want to do, you're going to do it in a way that nobody else can do it. So if it's writing a book, or if it's, you know, mine's making jewelry, but yours could be a jillion dillion things. Whatever your interest is, God wants to use it. And I just encourage you today to give what you have and just see what happens. Take a step and see what happens. I guarantee you that another step will open up and it will grow and grow and grow.
Well, I'm inspired. Just
I get excited. I get excited.
Let's tell people, how can people help you help others?
Okay, so there's lots of ways to help, of course, but some real easy ways. Okay, Empowered Women Create, we have a website. That's empoweredwomencreate.com.org. And we also have an Etsy shop. So what I've been doing is I've been purchasing the beautiful jewelry that No Core Creations is making in Cambodia. And I am selling it on Etsy for them. So it is helping to expand their market. So if you have it in your heart that you want to help these women continue to work and develop beautiful merchandise and beautiful jewelry for us to wear. By the way, I am wearing some Empowered Women Create earrings and necklace today. So that would be fabulous. But you can always donate. And of course, pray for us. And if you're an artist and you want to come and join on a trip sometime, maybe after COVID and all this stuff settles down, but there's always that possibility of helping us to expand our markets in other places. I've been to Haiti and Fiji and Africa, and I plan to go back and develop these markets as well. So right now I'm focusing on Cambodia. You can also join the IUWE for Good community. And how you do that is you go to IUWE for Good. That's the number 4. So it's just IUWE for good.com, and then go to community. And what we're going to do is we're going to develop kind of like a little private mastermind group of people who have ideas and want to get them out in the world. And those people who are already getting ideas out in the world to help other people creatively. So it's kind of like a little mastermind, let's help each other group, not learn everything from Jane group, because you know, you'll exhaust that really quickly. But as all of us get together and share our experiences and our knowledge and our skills, and at least our encouragement, we can hold each other accountable. That would be an awesome place for you to encourage each other. And then I also have Facebook, Empowered Women Create. So that gives you several little avenues there that you can connect with us. We would love to be connected with you and to hear what you're doing. On that IUWE for Good website, there's also a place for you to contact me and share with me your story. And maybe we can interview you and get your website out here, and you can be a part of the community that goes out to the public to discover.
That's great. So to wrap everything up, do you have a favorite quote or an inspirational saying or any scripture you'd like to share with everyone?
But I couldn't decide which one I wanted to share today, but I think I'm going to share with you a quote by John Wesley. And it says, do all the good you can, in all the ways you can, in all the places you can, at all the times you can, to all the people you can, as long as you ever can. John Wesley. I'm getting choked up. But I love that quote. And then I have to share one scripture, Ephesians 3:20. I'll just paraphrase it. But I just want you to know that God's plans for you are way beyond your own. He wants to do super abundantly beyond all that you could ever ask, hope, think, or imagine. So whatever you're thinking, if you think, oh, that's too big for me, God's like, hello, you're not even close. It's much bigger than that. But don't let that scare you. It always starts with one step and he'll take you the whole way. So we just want to thank you so much for listening in today and enduring our practice run. Sarah, can you think of anything that I might have been missing that I should have shared about?
I was going to say, ask you how they could connect with you, but you answered that with your Facebook and your website. So I think people will be able to get in contact with you and connect.
Okay. Super duper. And we also have a book coming out. It's called What's Stopping You? Face Your Fears. Ignite Your Passion and Activate Your Dreams. And this will tie into all that this website is out about. So you can look for that on Amazon, hopefully by the end of October, maybe the 1st of November. Just check the website and see, and or connect with me on Facebook, and we'll let you know all about that. But thank you so much, and God bless you as you step into your dreams and your visions, and connect with us. We'd love to be connected and get to know you. Thank you so much. Bye for now.